Hello and welcome. Chuck Holmes here, Network Marketing Professional. Today, I want to share my top 10 MLM list building tips. Now, just to clarify, when I talk about a list, I'm not talking about your names list of everyone you know. I'm talking about your email list. This assumes you have an autoresponder, a capture page, and an email follow-up series. If you don't have those things yet, make sure you get them ASAP. Every network marketer needs their own sales funnel. And all a sales funnel is a capture page, in an email follow-up series. So make sure you get that set up because it's going to free up your time. It's going to leverage yourself. And it's going to help you work smart and get more conversions and more signups in your business. So with that being said, these are my top 10 list building tips for network marketers. Number one, focus on your target market. Who are you trying to reach? Are you trying to reach people who want to lose weight? Are you trying to reach stay-at-home moms? Are you trying to reach network marketers? There's not a right or wrong answer, but you need to have a target market so that all of your advertising, all of your content, all of the things you do for attraction marketing and content creation is geared for people in your target market. You don't want everybody on your list. You want people in your target market on your list. Number two, give away something for free. This is called a two-step selling process. And the easiest way to explain this is just by using a couple examples. So I give away two different things to get people on my list. The first thing I give away is 200 free leads. I chose network marketers as my target market. I know that they need leads, so I offer 200 free leads in my secret scripts as one way to entice people to get on my email list. The second thing I offer is a free MLM bootcamp. This is a seven-day email training series designed to teach people how to succeed in network marketing. So I focus on my target market is network marketers. I give away something of value for people in my target market to get them on my email list. You want to do something similar. Now, just make sure whatever it is you're giving away is relevant to the target market that you selected that you're trying to reach. Number three, you want to optimize your landing pages. This means you do A/B testing with your different capture pages, sometimes a different color, sometimes a different position of your text or a different font or a different color of your text can increase your conversions significantly. So always test at least two different capture pages at one time. Number four, share your link everywhere. Instead of promoting your company replicated website, share the link to your capture page everywhere. You want everyone to know about it. You only want to promote this because you want to get people on your list first, and then you back end them into your business. Number six, use tracking links. What do I mean by this? Well, if you're doing Facebook, you want to have a tracking link for your capture page for Facebook. If you're using YouTube, you want to have a separate tracking link for YouTube. If you use LinkedIn, you want a separate tracking link for LinkedIn. This is going to show you where your signups are coming from so you can figure out what's working, what's not working. Number seven, consistent content creation. CCC, baby. Consistent content creation. This means you create content that is valuable, that's educational, that's entertaining, and it's for people in your target market. All of your content is designed to build up the like, know, and trust, and to get people to visit your capture page so you can get them onto your email list. Number eight, master 1 to 3 lead generation strategies. Now, I am a believer in having numerous ways to get leads, but I'm also a believer that you have to start with 1 or 2 or 3 strategies, learn the ropes, refine what you do. Instead of doing 10 different things at once, do 2 or 3 different things at once, get good at them, and then diversify your lead generation, which takes us to number 9, experiment with new lead generation strategies. Once you have 2 or 3 that you're pretty decent at, start testing and experimenting with different lead generation strategies. Even if you try 10 different things and 9 of them fail miserably, but 1 pans out well, it will be worth the experimentation that you did because you now have 1 new lead strategy that works that you can add to your marketing portfolio. Number 10, communicate with your email list several times per week. So you're building a list. What's important is that you keep yourself in front of your list frequently. You email them 3, 4, 5 times a week with helpful, relevant content and information that adds value, that allows them to benefit from, that teaches them new skills, that builds up the like, know, and trust. And that way you have people who want to be on your email list on your list. It's not about how many people you have on your list. It's about how many people on your email list like, know, and trust you. I would rather have a small list of a couple hundred people that like, know, and trust me than a big list of 5,000 people where none of them even know who I am. So I hope that makes sense to you. In conclusion, these are my top 10 MLM list building tips. I hope you found this information beneficial. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. I do try to post a new video just about every day, so please check back often. I also have some helpful resources and links in the description box below this video. As a quick disclaimer, individual results will vary, and this training is for educational purposes only. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.